come flat. So on the first free kick, we come out instead of running through the ball, we try and stick our foot up and we give a free kick there. And that's just a mental mistake. And then Jackie doesn't follow a girl back on the other one and she walks through. So I mean, at that point, I think it's, you know, it's one of those things where you look and see that we just play well. You know, we're attacking and going. Half time, we talked about, you know, a little sense of pride and come play at the level you're supposed to play. TJ and I decided to keep quiet, let them play, and they came back and performed. I mean, I think they stepped up and took some leadership and started letting the ball pass to the feet instead of making people run all over the place and do that. And that, you know, the second half showed for it. I mean, the second half, then it's a lot easier when we connect with each other and we play a simple ball and we don't try to do too much.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the frustrating part is, you know, I mean, when you, you know, as we get toward the end here, you have matches where you know, you do that later on the road and it's, you come out flat and it's probably going to be costly.
Well, that's what I said to him. You can't give up goals like that in the playoffs because you get against a good team and then, you know, nothing, they're not a good team, but then they'll stack the defense against you and then you struggle to come back. So I think at that point then you can't give up silly goals. You've got to make sure that if you get caught and scored upon, you've got to make sure it's a good goal and it's well earned. You can't just get free ones.
Getting it to the girls' credit, they did just that in the second half. They came out.
They did. They played well.
Okay, let's talk.